country.
And about the 25% tariff set to take hold on Canada tomorrow, Mr. Trump indicates he'll have further discussions today with Prime Minister Trudeau. Investors showed their jitters about tariffs as global exchanges saw sell-offs. An early plunge on Wall Street has eased up. Market strategist Eugene Peroni.
The reality is quickly striking the market that this could have significant and perhaps lasting ramifications and impacts on the economy.
Crews are working to get the American Airlines jet that crashed last week out of the Potomac River. CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the investigation.
Black box data indicates the airliner was flying at around 325 feet ahead of the collision. That's well higher than the 200 feet set by the FAA for helicopter traffic in that area. According to the NTSB, the airline pilots appeared to pull up about a second before the crash, and investigators are working to understand if the air traffic controller's screens were providing the helicopter's actual altitude leading up to the collision.
There's turmoil at the U.S. Agency for International Development, where staffers have been told to stay out of the agency's D.C. headquarters after Elon Musk said President Trump had agreed with him to shut the aid agency down. Overseas, Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein has more on the second stage of negotiations in the Gaza ceasefire deal.
According to the terms of the first stage of the ceasefire, negotiations on the second stage are set to begin on the 16th day of the truce. It comes as Prime Minister Netanyahu meets U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, in Washington today in preparation for his meeting with President Trump tomorrow. Israeli press reports say Netanyahu will not send a delegation to Qatar until after that meeting.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is in New Orleans with assurances ahead of next Sunday's Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is the biggest Homeland Security event that we do every single year. And this will be the 11th time that New Orleans has hosted that event. And we plan for it to be an exciting event, one that will be safe.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 160 points. The S&P is off 50. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 21-year-old Menards employee in Burlington was fatally struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the store's parking lot last night. It happened as both employees were leaving the closed store. The 20-year-old driver is cooperating with police. The Racine City Council will discuss allocating $2.1 million in funds at an upcoming meeting. That includes a significant grant for the Lincoln King Community Center and improvements to Ohio Street. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. We Energies is holding public hearings for a proposed 128-megawatt methane gas plant in Kenosha County. Listening sessions have been scheduled in Racine County at the Union Grove Village Hall. The project involves using 14 acres east of 144th Avenue. And Racine County has approved funding for a single-lane roundabout at the intersections of Highways K and V. That's an intersection that's seen 54 accidents and 16 injuries over the last 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
WRJN.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story, just seconds away. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. Elsie Segar was in some ways the least likely creator of a cartoon superhero. But here he was, about to put the finishing touch on his creation, the catalyst that transformed his hero into a human dynamo. And the idea for that transforming factor had come from a real-life scientific study almost 60 years previous. A German researcher named von Wolff had measured certain nutrients in food, had discovered a particularly high nutrient content in one vegetable, 10 times the iron in that vegetable than in others. And so, eating it would transform Elsie Segar's comic strip hero into a superhero. Have you guessed? And probably you're right. He was strong to the finish because he ate his spinach. He was Popeye the Sailor Man. You remember how he did it? He'd be losing in some desperate battle with a bully or a villain, tied up or getting pummeled or something. But he'd manage just barely to get hold of a can of spinach. And then he'd squeeze that can until the spinach popped out and upward in a cartoon arc and straight into his mouth. Promptly following, his forearms would bulge and his anchor tattoo would swell to many times its size. And thus did Popeye the Sailor Man become the original Iron Man. Popeye made the first newspaper appearance in January 1929, and by the mid-1930s, spinach consumption had increased in the United States 33%. And it all started, of course, in 1870 with Dr. von Wolff and his scientific analysis, which revealed an iron content in spinach equal to that in red meat. Oh, and remember I said Popeye's creator, Elsie Segar, was an unlikely superhero innovator? Well, you know, he was a house painter, not a cartoonist in the beginning. And the cartoons he wound up drawing, including Popeye, were simply based on neighbors he had grown up living alongside in Chester, Illinois. But what a hilariously enduring world he constructed from paper and ink, ruled by a cantankerous old seafarer whose supercharged tonic was spinach. And here's the thing. That scientific assessment of the nutrient value of spinach was conducted in 1870. Remember Dr. von Wolff? But in 1937, 8 years after Popeye's debut in the funnies, a team of German chemists reassessed Dr. von Wolff's assessment, and a suspicious decimal point, which Dr. von Wolff had misplaced somehow. And now, oh my, the iron content in spinach turns out to have been 10 times less than the original study had suggested. And so it was clear that there was no more iron in spinach than in any other vegetable, even lettuce. But the correction of that original significant mistake was completely ignored amid other concerns of the times. Of course, now I'm telling you, but don't tell Popeye, that the super strength he thought came from that leafy green rocket fuel was all in his mind and yours and mine. Only now we know the rest of the story.
Really? Okay, well, just don't tell Bluto. Paul Harvey's rest of the story, happening twice every weekday, Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, just like you heard here now on WRJN.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
listening. It's WRJN, Sam and Dave. Coming up, a song that the lead singer, and it's a rock classic, didn't want to sing. Didn't think it'd be a hit. And it went to number one, and you will know this song immediately. You'll hear from the lead singer. As a matter of fact, just a couple of seconds away on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum here on WRJN. Check out the WRJN Big Deals. They're on our website. You can save up to 50% off on everything from local food, service, merchandise. And all these bargains available at WRJN.com. And along the top of the website, you'll see where it says WRJN Big Deals. Click that and start saving. WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
One of the big songs of the early rock years was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, sung by the Shirelles, named after Shirley Alston Reeves, the lead singer. And when she first heard this song written by an unknown named Carol King, who had never had a hit before, Shirley told me on the phone she didn't think it was going to be a hit.
I didn't want to sing that song in the beginning. When it was first presented to me, I didn't care for the song. I thought that it was, okay, a pretty nice song, but I said, gee whiz, I don't think it's for me because I don't think it's my style. I said, it's a little on the countryside. But that's the way that Carole King had presented it. She had sang it on a demo, and when I heard it, you know, and with that little, you know, drawl in her voice, a little whine, it sounded more like on a country flavor, and I said, gee whiz, nobody's going to buy this record if I sing it.
Really? And it went to number one, and it is a timeless hit on WRJN.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes.
The Byrds, Mr. T, the original Mr. T on WRJN. How Racine and all of Southeast Wisconsin gets its news is about to change, and we'll have details at 8:30 tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show here on WRJN. But for right now, here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine-based Johnson Outdoors has announced a $15 million loss for its fiscal first quarter. The outdoor recreation equipment manufacturer says the downturn is due to market challenges, and they note that the first quarter historically generates their lowest sales. CEO Helen Johnson-Leopold is reassuring investors, saying she recognizes changes may be necessary for future growth. A Burlington Menards employee was killed in a parking lot accident last night. Police say at around 9, a 21-year-old died after being struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the Menards parking lot. Burlington police say both employees were leaving the closed store when the collision occurred. A 20-year-old driver, also an employee, remained on site to assist police. No charges have been issued as investigators work to figure out what happened. A proposed natural gas plant in Paris heads to a public hearing. We Energies is holding listening sessions Wednesday as they seek approval for a methane gas plant. At the Union Grove Village Hall Wednesday, We Energies officials will try to inform about the use of 14 acres east of 144th. The Public Service Commission is expected to give an opinion soon on whether the project can proceed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Thank you.
and I remember plunking dimes into the jukebox in the student union at Whitewater just to hear that song from the Spinners. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all the time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with songs that make you go, ow.
Ow!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Just the one.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and cowbells too. And bonus, Kurt Volman in the afternoon. Yahtzee. Check him out this afternoon, starting at 2 on WRJN.
I met a gentle borrowed queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Hits. CBS News is next on WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Away from the brink, President Trump pauses tariff action against Mexico after the country's president agrees to put 10,000 National Guard troops at the border to target drug trafficking.
The Mexican leader said Mr. Trump agreed to pause the tariffs for 1 month. She described it as a good conversation and said he initially asked her, well, how long did she want to see the tariffs paused? And she answered, forever. She chuckled a bit as she told that detail at her morning press conference.
At CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City, Trump indicated he spoke earlier today with the Prime Minister of Canada, another tariff target, and would talk with him later again today. Market strategist Victoria Fernandez.
I think this boils down, when we're talking about Canada, more to the trade deficit that we're seeing there.